harmful effects of galamsey are all around us. We cannot gloss over. Land for the cultivation of staple food and cash crops have been affected. There are studies that galamsey is contributing to death amongst children. Despite the efforts and assurance of government to deal with the menace, there appears to be a general consensus that not much has been done to effectively and roundly deal with it. The GABA holds the view that a lot more can still be done to effectively deal with the menace that poses a serious threat to our survival, especially in this period of climate change concerns. We call on government, political leadership, and key stakeholders to show more political will and integrity in decisively dealing with the galamsey menace. This can be done if the real powers behind the galamsey menace are identified and dealt with in accordance with law. Galamsey is a capital-intensive illegal activity. The heavy-duty equipment and other machinery and chemicals used in galamsey cannot be afforded and purchased by the young men and women who get arrested on galamsey sites. These hired-hands are not the ones who grant entry permits into forest reserves. Galamsey can only thrive if powerful and influential persons of society are actively funding such menace. The reasonable and irresistible conclusion is that it is controlled and funded by a network of corrupt public officials, politicians, traditional rulers, and wealthy and powerful business interests. Indeed, we will be playing the ostrich with our future if we pretend as we are at the moment. The government must be honest and bold and fish out these evil actors of powerful interest, engage in a wanton destruction of our environment, and deal with them decisively, irrespective of the status or political background of the individuals involved. If we refuse to act, the ravenous gluttony of our elite will completely destroy us as a nation.